This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Jesus, coffee's good this morning. Delicious, actually. It's probably one of my favourite things.
We have Danny Tease Johnson in the studio, who's supposed to be giving up coffee.
But I did notice the label. It's Black Rabbit, so yeah. It's culturally appropriate coffee.
Yeah, no, it is.
So you have to drink it.
Yeah. We have to drink it. It's Invasion Day coffee.
Yeah, I didn't want to rub it in a little bit, but I'm going to let you know this. My coffee spot is unspoken of. It's unbroken. They are the bomb, yo. And that's all I wanted to say.
You're getting free coffees, Kaz.
No, I'm not getting free coffees.
He's not.
I actually don't. My goal this year, actually. My goal this year is to give back to smaller companies and give back to my friends who own their own companies. So I will happily spend my $1,576 a year because
yep.
I get a coffee 5 days a week. That's what it costs for me to spend coffee this year. And you know what? If that goes to someone's wage, then good on me. Yep. I'll give it.
I'm all about that supporting small business.
Yep.
Anyways, before we get into it,
went on a bit of a tangent.
Before we get into it, Danny, can you tell us your mob and your country?
Yeah. So my name's Danny Tease Johnson. I'm a Gomeroi boy from Moree in New South Wales. Shout out all the Murdies down there. But yeah, very proud Gomeroi boy, and very happy to be up here in Meanjin. And
we're very happy to have you up here.
Yeah,
thanks.
I'm very happy
to be here too.
You're fitting in very well with all the Queenslanders, brother. I don't know how, but you are. Let's talk a little bit about this that's happened overnight. The flag has been freed, brother. It's a very, very big day for not just our mob, but the whole of Australia. You know, it's a move in the right direction.
Yeah, look, it's massive news, and especially leading into an Invasion Day.
Yep.
So at about 8 p.m. last night, the story broke that the federal government had bought out the copyright for the Aboriginal flag for free use now for Aboriginal people to use it as we will in clothing, digital, whatnot. So it's $20 million. For that copyright. Harold Thomas, who is the artist, retains the moral copyright, if you will. I can't explain what that is at the moment because I'm not really sure. I've got to look into what the moral rights of it means. But there's this, so as part of that $20 million, so there's a lot of stuff that's come out overnight, but as you can imagine, it's breaking news. So we're trickling through all the little facts that are coming out. But it says he'll retain the moral rights over the flag. And all future royalties to the Commonwealth would be put towards NAIDOC Week.
Wow.
So you think about it, so JYY, the Indigenous Rounds and the AFL, the NRL, that has to be paid for, the use of that flag.
Yeah.
So that money, and now the corporate entities out there using the flag for Invasion Day or NAIDOC Week, whatever, they have to pay a fee.
Yep.
That fee will now go to NAIDOC Week royalty money. So to pay for events, things like that. So this will all be broken down. Now, Senator Malandiri McCarthy has come out and says she will look into this.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to see where the $20 million is going and how it's broken down and what exactly fee Harold Thomas gets. And then there's a lot of talk about Wham Clothing, who were the copyright, or had the lease agreement, not the copyright. We've just got to be very clear.
2018, they took that on. Four years ago now.
Four years ago. And, you know, and that's been controversial because they're a non-Indigenous company. They've, you know, the perception is from our mob that they've held the rights over the flag, and those are the guys that have been sending out the cease and desist letters to other entities. I remember Solly Bailey, the surfer, got one. That's why we saw the AFL wearing the free the flag logo instead of the Aboriginal flag, all those sort of things. So the other stuff that's happened, so the government has also agreed to establish an annual scholarship in Mr. Thomas's honour worth $100,000 per year for Indigenous students.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's create an online history and educational portal for the flag. So there's going to be a whole online.
And like you said, it's going to, you know, it's only happened last night. So there's probably more things that are going to come to fruition in the next, you know, couple of weeks. You know, there will be other chats about how that money is spent. And I mean, suppose, you know, for you, Danny, what are some of the things that you really think, you know, this money should be used for?
Well, it's difficult because I'd like to see a share of the $20 million go to an activist fund.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Activists made this flag famous.
Yep.
Their blood is in that flag. My ancestors, your ancestors, our relatives' blood is in that flag. Now, it's great that they're setting up a fund for artists and whatnot, but if it wasn't for the activists, this flag wouldn't be here.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
They're the ones that bled on it. They're the ones who got bashed, murdered, killed down there in the 60s and 70s and sacrificed for all what they did. So I'd like to see money go towards activists.
Yep.
And it's really interesting if you look online. I just, you know, everybody's, there is a sense of celebration that the flag is free.
Yeah.
But there's also a sense of despair in that there's a corruption with this, that this $20 million, there's a bit of dirtiness to it.
Yeah.
And if you jump online and just, you know, just have a look around at the different opinions and whatnot, because people aren't very happy. You know, there's this $20 million they're saying shouldn't have been paid and it should have been freed anyway. And if you look at the Torres Strait flag and how they went about that with Bernard Nemoc Sr., that was a competition, and Bernard Nemoc Sr. gave over the rights 25-odd years ago, so they've never had this problem, the Torres Strait, with their flag.
Yep.
And, you know, if only we did that in the first place. But there is a resolution now, and I guess you have to really thank Clothing the Gaps, Laura yep. Thompson and co out there, who really took this on.
They did, yeah.
And forced a Senate committee to form and, you know, fully investigate the copyright of the flag and how it should be used
yeah.
and payments and everything like that. So it's really interesting.
Well, we'll be following this very closely, like we said, in the next couple of weeks, Danny, and look forward to getting your opinion on how it all unfolds a little bit more. But you know, at the moment, the flag is free. Probably at the right time before tomorrow.
Danny is working up in the National Indigenous Radio Service
yep.
As well, so they're following it pretty closely.
Yeah,
as well,
so
Danny.
Our journalists. So jump onto NERS today, because our journalist upstairs, Marinda's Ninette's in there doing the brekkie radio this morning, but yep. We'll be following all the angles. So we're going to try and talk to Wham, we're going to try and talk to Ken White, we're going to try and talk to Malandiria McCarthy, and we're going to try and talk to Harold Thomas. I've got his phone number still, so hopefully he's connected, Anki.
Holy heck.
But yeah, we're going to try and get all these
people.
Don't
lose your
phone. And even with Let's Talk, I know I was speaking with Dan Rennie, our station manager, and I know Bowie's sick, but we're going to try and get some stuff around Free the Flag and all this yarn for Let's Talk as well. So hopefully awesome. Tune in at 9 o'clock this morning and see what we can organise.
Looking forward to it, brother. Looking forward to it. Thanks for coming on.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.